Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. To start things out here tonight, we have an interview, an actual in-studio interview. It's rare, number one, that we have interviews on this show, but it's even more rare that the person we're interviewing is actually sitting with us here in our beautiful studios in Keene, New Hampshire. And his name is Andrew Carroll. And we've talked to Andrew. I don't know. Andrew, we've never even had you on the phone, have we, on this show?
No, unfortunately not.
Wanted to have you on before you did what you did today, but you were busy and you weren't able to come on with us, unfortunately. But we've certainly been talking about what it is that you did today in advance of it actually happening. Why don't you describe for our listeners what it was that you did? Because I thought it was incredibly heroic what you engaged in at about 1 o'clock this afternoon in public here in Keene.
Well, basically, yeah, like you said, 1 o'clock today, January 10th in Keene, I openly possessed a very, very small amount of marijuana. I'm sure it was enough to get high, but not like I wouldn't even know, but it was enough to at least be illegal, because any amount is.
That's correct. And you say you wouldn't know if it's enough to get high because you don't get high.
No, I don't do that. So
Have you ever smoked marijuana in your life?
No.
So this was the first time you'd ever actually come into contact with...
Oh, no, I've come into contact with it before.
But physically, you've actually...
I've touched it before, yeah.
I see.
And, you know, my friends have said, hey, you should take a hit of this, you know.
You didn't.
And I'm like, So.
So what were you hoping to prove by doing this, Andrew?
Well, hoping to prove just the immorality of locking someone up and throwing someone in prison for... doing something so harmless as possessing a plant such as marijuana.
What was your motivation? I mean, obviously, you're a liberty-minded dude. You're somebody who moved here to New Hampshire from, I believe, California?
California.
And you came here sometime in 2008?
Yep, August 2008.
You moved over here from California as part of the Free State Project, which, for those that don't know, is a movement of liberty-loving people all converging into the same place, the same geographic region, which is the chosen place is New Hampshire. And you picked up your life. You moved here. And was this on the top of your priorities when you made the move, or did this idea come later?
It definitely was not on the top of my priorities when I made the move. This is just something that happened to show up as a good idea, popped into my head and into a few other people's heads as well, and we kind of ruminated about it and thought, hey, it might be something to consider. And then when it came time to do it, and the plan sort of fell together, and it seemed like a good idea. And today's execution, I have to say, I'm very satisfied with how it went down. So,
I have to say it was amazing. There was a huge turnout of people. I didn't think it was going to be this many
people.
Yeah,
me either. I was surprised.
Mark, you unfortunately had to go pick your wife up at the airport today, so you were not...
I was very pleased with picking my wife up at the airport. Thank you.
You were not able to make it, but you would have been blown away. There were approximately 40 people, I would say, that turned out for this. Many people coming from as far away as... Manchester, so an hour and a half drive. Some people had to get out here today to watch you do this. And essentially what happened was everybody gathered together at a local restaurant, which was right nearby where you'd planned to do the protest. And, you know, hanging out, having lunch, talking, and just more and more people just kept pouring in. And then about 5 minutes till one, you went outside and people started coming outside, and you went over to what they call Railroad Square, which is a public common area, and you stood up and you gave a short speech. The police were nowhere to be found.
Yep, they were nowhere to be found.
And a lot of people standing around, probably, I don't know, I lost track of how many cameras were there. I know I had one. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network was there. I saw at least five other cameras on top of that. A lot of video was rolling on this, and so... You gave the speech. You then held out the marijuana to show the audience there, and you stepped down, and we just were still kind of
waiting for the police to come.
Conversating, and I think actually the
marijuana.
conversing, and the marijuana was passed around. So some people, different people took it into their hand, and so it actually became a larger civil disobedience protest than it was originally planned, because originally it was just going to be you.
Yeah.
But you did invite others to participate.
I invited others to participate, and obviously I didn't plan for what happened today, but that was individuals, you know, deciding upon themselves.
Spontaneous disobedience.
Yeah, it was definitely spontaneous. It was a little, for some people, it was a little spur of the moment, I guess.
So then two cops appeared in the distance.
Out of nowhere, pretty much.
And they'd gone, I guess they'd parked in a parking garage down the street, and they were walking toward the crowd, and of course, so therefore everybody had plenty of time to get their cameras back out, because we thought it was over. It was 20 minutes later, 20 minutes after 1 o'clock. The event was scheduled for 1 o'clock. You were going to pull out the marijuana at 1 o'clock, and so the cops took their sweet time. Had we wrapped it up 5 minutes, you know, at 1:15...
Yeah, I could have been out.
You could, yeah.
Committing all sorts of other crimes, God knows.
Well, I wonder if they would have tried to cite you or something like that later on down the line based on video footage, which really is, I don't know, that's kind of questionable. I mean, could they really go after you based on somebody taking video? Would there be any way to prove that what indeed you were holding was marijuana?
Yeah, it could have been anything.
It could have been one of those fake, those marijuana, what do they call them, like wizard smoke or something like that? They sell these legal...
I have no idea.
They sell these legal marijuana imitation things that I guess just give you a headache if you smoke them. Anyway, so it could have been anything, but the cops did end up showing up. And the crowd was not too pleased, I guess, with the arrival of the police.
Not at all, yeah.
There was a little bit of heckling going on, and obviously the cops didn't like that very much. But hey, as I told the lieutenant later, well, you know, if you guys wouldn't enforce these bad laws, people wouldn't be so angry at you. So hopefully they can understand why people were so upset at what it was they were doing. But so you didn't really, I mean, at that point, you probably thought it was all over. Then the cops showed up. How were you feeling as the cops were approaching from the distance?
Well, like you said, I pretty much thought the whole thing was done. I mean, we were kind of almost in a half celebration mode at that point, kind of like, oh, the cops decided not to show up. That is a reason to a cause to celebrate. And people were even asking me questions like, well, how do you feel about the cops not showing up today?
Mm-hmm.
And so in our minds, we were just kind of saying, oh, obviously they're not going to come. And then all of a sudden, you know, they just appear out of the distance, and everyone's like, oh, the cops are here. And so I just pulled the marijuana back out and hold it in my hand and pretty much waited for them to come. And I was just, what was going through my mind was just, well, let's see what they do. I mean, obviously they're going to arrest me. If they're going to show up, they're going to arrest.
Probably.
So the question is, are they going to arrest me and Class A misdemeanor? Are they going to just fine me? I mean, they could have just given me a ticket and walked away. That's always a possibility. They didn't have to put me in handcuffs. But as it turned out, they came. I had the marijuana just exposed, just openly in my hand. And one cop said, is that marijuana? I said, it sure is. And he took it. And then the other cop put me in handcuffs, and they walked me away. So.
And the entire group of 40 people then followed you. I don't know if you could see this happening, because you were probably facing in one
direction.
When
they got in front of me, I saw, but I couldn't see anything behind me. Yeah.
The 40 people were following these two cops with 10 video cameras surrounding them as they took Andrew away to the squad cars, again, which were down the street and around the corner parked.
These cops must think you people are crazy.
Really, they must, yeah.
Well, one of them was Lieutenant Maxfield,
who knows that you're crazy.
He's a listener. I wouldn't be surprised if he's out there listening to the show right now, because we're on in Keene tonight. But he's a listener to the show. We've done, myself and Sam from the Obscure Truth Network did a ride-along with Lieutenant Maxfield, and you can see the video footage from that ride-along at freekeene.com. And it was so ironic that it was Maxfield that had to come out today, because he, in the video footage, expresses that he is against the war on drugs. He's one of the few cops with the courage to actually come out publicly and state his opposition to the war on drugs. However, obviously, he's still just doing his job and enforcing these bad laws.
He does have that as a job. Yeah. It's part of the job description, you know.
Were they were the handcuffs too tight or anything like that? How were they treating you?
Yeah, they treated me fine. The left one was a little tight, but I said, hey, the left one's a little tight, and he said, hey, don't worry about it. We'll be, you know, wherever we're going.
Screw you.
We'll be wherever we're going in a few minutes. So it really wasn't that bad, yeah. The cop was actually, both cops were actually really nice folks. So, I mean,
they're nice people doing awful, terrible things to other nice people. 800-259-9231 is the number. We'll come back with more Andrew Carroll heroic protester here in Keene, New Hampshire. And actually, you don't even live in the area. You came here specifically to do the protest, which is interesting. More coming up. You can bring up what you want. If you've got a question for Andrew, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The Ionic Zone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at ioniczone.com. That's ioniczone.com today.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the live streams, broadband version, dial-up, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. We're starting the show out with a special guest. I like to feature people on this program who have the courage to do civil disobedience and non-cooperation. We've had Russell Canning on in the past, Lauren Canario. Those are two names that you know if you've listened to the show in the past. They're sort of liberty activist superstars up here in New Hampshire, having done a lot of civil disobedience and non-cooperation. And now Andrew Carroll is, I guess, adding his name to the ranks of the civilly disobedient. And it's not a very large list of people at this point. Hopefully that list will be growing. And hopefully, Andrew, what it is that you did today will encourage other people to do something similar. You stood out at 1 o'clock this afternoon in a public area of Keene, New Hampshire, and you possessed cannabis. You held a little bud of cannabis out in your hand, and it was cold out, and your hands were bare, which, man, it was cold. But so you were not only braving the cold, but also braving a possible jail sentence of what could be up to 1 year jail. I mean, the New Hampshire state laws on marijuana are very draconian. I mean, especially in comparison to surrounding states like Massachusetts, which just decriminalized marijuana down there. And so hopefully
decriminalized by, you know, possession down to a ticketable offense.
Under an ounce, yeah.
That's correct. It's, right. I think it's $100.
So when you say decriminalized, it makes it sound to people like it's legal or something. It's not.
It's not as illegal as it used to be in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So what was your goal here? I mean, I would like to see more people doing some civil disobedience. I think that your activism today, having been arrested for possessing marijuana, the cops did come out. They were late, but they did come out, and they did arrest you. They took you down to the station. We can get back to the story in a moment. But what was your goal? What were you trying to achieve here? I mean, because it seems to me that you're going to hopefully raise the profile of the Free State Project in some people's minds, and I'm hoping more people will come here to Keene as a result of it. But what about you? What were you hoping to see happen as a result?
Just very, very similar things. I mean, with things like this, I think there's always many, many levels of achievement, levels of success. I mean, it's not just one-sided or it's not just one goal, so to speak. I mean, yes, I'd like more people to know about the Free State Project. I'd like more people to move to New Hampshire and get involved. I'd like more people to understand that protesting in this manner is actually a very legitimate tactic to fight the government. I mean, civil disobedience has been used for hundreds and hundreds of years, and it's been used successfully if it's done right, if it's done well. And just spreading the idea mainly about how immoral and how wrong and how absurd the idea of throwing someone in jail is for possessing something as harmless as marijuana.
It absolutely is absurd. I mean, even one of the cops that was arresting you agrees with ending the war on drugs.
Yeah.
So hopefully this will do something toward that. By the way, I want to say this interview is brought to you by the good folks over at SACL CAI. They have a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, CAI. So you were arrested. They took you to the police cars down the road. About 40 people followed you. Some of them were heckling the police all the way. Lots of cameras surrounding it. I'm sure there's going to be more footage posted on YouTube here
shortly. Tons, yeah.
There's some early footage that has been posted already, and I've got it up over at freekeen.com, so you can actually see, Andrew, the initial phase of the arrest. No footage is out yet of them taking you to the car or what happened later. But then what was going on when you were put back in the backseat of the police car?
Yeah.
They pulled out, which, by the way, was kind of interesting because there were about, again, 30 or 40 people that followed you to the police car. And at one point, most of them were standing in front of the police car. So they were in a parking garage. There would have been no way, had those activists continued standing there, the police would not have been able to leave. If the activists had stayed in front of the police car, it would essentially have been like a sit-in kind of protest. They would not have been able to get out.
Accomplished what the goals were on this particular thing?
I don't know. It would have just been more civil disobedience, basically. Would what that have been?
Yeah, I was actually telling people. Well, I mean, they couldn't hear me, but some people were standing in the way, and I was telling them, "All right, get out of the way. You know, this isn't what this isn't what we're here for. We're not here to stand in front of a cop car. We're here to
I understand that the police initiated force in this particular instance, in the sense that Andrew wasn't hurting anyone. But, yeah. However, like he knew what was going to happen in the beginning, and I don't think, even discussing the idea that they could have done that, it's I don't know. I don't particularly like that.
You don't like that people would be non-cooperative and civilly disobedient when the police do something wrong and awful? You don't like
sitting in front of the cop car?
Well, everyone was standing, not sitting. They were standing.
What if they decided to jump, push up and down in the cop car, like make it bounce up and down? I mean, there were 30 or 40 of them. They probably could have lifted the cop car up and taken it away.
So that would have been interesting.
Well, it would have been interesting for you, the radio talk show host, to be able to, hey, I'm on site here.
I just think this should be as difficult as possible for the police. I mean, when the police are going to be doing bad things to harmless people, people who are peaceful, I think it should be as difficult as possible. Some people suggested that if this something like this happens again, that the supporters should lock arms and surround the protester prior to the arrest. That way they actually have to break through some sort of line of protesters. And like you're saying, it wasn't something you wanted to see happen.
In this
so
case,
it was your
the
protest.
Cop doesn't want to do it. They don't want to do the arrest. They're just doing their job. Why make it? Why lock arms? Why, you know, set up some
because
scenario
it makes
where they
it
have
less desirable.
Far more force.
They didn't have to come out. No one forced the police to come out and do what they did today. So they could have just turned around and walked away. They never had to come out there in the first place. All I'm suggesting is other ways to make a one-man's protest become involve more people and make it more difficult on them. That's all I'm suggesting. And I understand it's not necessarily a popular idea. In fact, your protest just from the get-go wasn't necessarily a popular idea. Up here in the in New Hampshire, we've got all these liberty activists moving here as part of the Free State Project. And of course, a lot of people already love liberty here in New Hampshire. But there have been some debates about what the appropriate way to go about affecting change in society is. There is a large contingent of people, I would say the majority of the activists here, who work exclusively within the political system, going and lobbying the so-called representatives and going through that system in order to affect some change. And you had gotten you were contacted by some of these people in advance, and they basically tried to dissuade you from doing this protest. You were obviously pretty intent on doing it because you did it. But what was what were they saying to you, and how did you respond to them? What was that conversation?
Well, I mean, I think civil disobedience is obviously a legitimate tactic, but I also believe in the system stuff as well. I believe in the system stuff is a form of self-defense in a weird sort of way.
Well, I agree, and I do agree that civil disobedience is entirely legitimate. Mm-hmm. However, it would be counter. I think that you nailing yourself to the cross, as it were, as a person who doesn't smoke marijuana, holding a bit of marijuana in order to get arrested to show what a ludicrous crime this is. I think that could possibly affect change. However, I think surrounding cop cars.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I agree
arms,
with you there. Yeah.
All we are saying is bouncing cop cars down the street. Those things not going to affect the kind of. It's not going to create the public opinion we're looking for.
I agree. Well, I agree with you there. Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Well, you're never going to get the public to agree on any of this stuff, Mark. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today. Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift. but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount, and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Also, I want to invite you to the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's happening March 5th through the 8th in beautiful Nashua, New Hampshire. It's a great excuse to come up here and meet some of the great activists like Andrew. Or some of the other people that you've been hearing call this show over the years. Many of those folks will be here at the Liberty Forum, and you'll get to network, you'll get to socialize, you'll get to watch panel discussions, guest speakers, people like Glenn Jacobs, you might know him as WWE's Kane, Dr. Mary Ruard, David Nolan, David Berglund, Richard Heller, maybe you heard of the Heller versus DC gun case? That guy's a Free State Project member, so this event is put on by the Free State Project, and it's really a great opportunity to come check out New Hampshire and see what it's like to be around hundreds of people that are of like mind, hundreds of people that get liberty and understand freedom, and it's really quite an occasion. Please go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get more information, get signed up, get your hotel rooms while they last. freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use our discount code to save 10% on your total. 2009 FTL is the code. That's 2009 FTL. Now, the Liberty Forum is, again, March 5th through the 8th. And we've been talking with Andrew Carroll here today in studio with us. He, well, luckily is out of jail, was arrested earlier today in Keene, New Hampshire for possession of cannabis. And they charged him with a Class B misdemeanor. And apparently your court date is scheduled, Andrew, for the 3rd.
Of March, yeah.
So 2 days before the beginning of the Liberty Forum, you're going to be in Keene District Court. And are you going to pay the fine? If there's a fine, are you going to pay it?
Obviously not, no.
Okay, so you're going to continue non-cooperating all the way and see what it is they decide to do. So hopefully you'll be at the Liberty Forum. Hopefully everything will go okay.
I'm only cooperating enough to get my point across. I'll show up to the court case and I'll talk to the judge and I'll treat him, you know, with the same amount of respect I give to human beings, just as a general rule. And I'll say I'm not going to pay your fine because I don't agree with what you're doing. So
hopefully that'll work out. It has worked out for a number of activists in the past.
It has. That's true. Yeah.
They've been able to walk out of the courtroom. It didn't work for me because, well, you know, I wasn't treating him with the same level of, I guess, respect some of the other activists did. So hopefully you'll be. Will you be going to the Liberty Forum if you are a free man?
If I'm a free man, I definitely will be there.
Cool. So you'll be able to actually meet Andrew if you're at the Liberty Forum, and maybe maybe if he's not there, we'll take a trip out and do a protest at the jail or something.
Yeah.
But you know what? I want to go to these phone calls here because Adam is on the line. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Andrew Carroll.
I just wanted to thank Andrew first about what he did. He's really helping all of us out and fighting for our freedom.
Well, Adam, they said they said today some of the cops were suggesting that this was not going to do anything. You feel that's not the case?
I think it will do something. And let's not forget that these cops were willing to kill Andrew if he decided not to go along with them.
That's true. Andrew was very cooperative with them. He was not resisting at any point. However, if he had decided to resist, you're absolutely right. I mean, there would have been violence.
Yeah, and this whole excuse about they're just doing their job, I'm getting really sick of it. I want to hire you, Ian.
You want to hire me?
I want to hire you. Yeah, I got a job for you. You're going to be Mark's slapper. You're going to slap them across the face as hard as you can every time he defends the government. And it's just fine because it's your job now. So it's
no, that's an initiation of force. I can't do that. My principles prevent
me. You're just doing your job. No big deal. I'll pay you $50 an hour.
I'm here to give him a verbal slap.
A bigger slapper.
No, it's a verbal slap here on the air, so that's about all I can do. Anything else on your mind tonight, Adam?
Thank you, dude.
Appreciate the call. Yeah. So, Andrew, you moved here for the Free State Project. You're one of hundreds of activists that have moved here from all across the country. Mark and I, we came from Florida. You came from California. Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty just walked across the country from Oregon to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
He actually came out today with his wife. And you're here now, and you're getting active, and other people are getting active. Some people are doing the political thing. Some people are doing civil disobedience. Some people are creating media. And what do you say to people who are out there listening to this program who might be getting kind of excited by what it is that they're hearing? What would you say to people that are listening to this and maybe are wondering if they could get involved or what they could do to help?
If you're even for a moment excited about something like this, then I say that you take that enthusiasm and you act on it immediately and you get out here to New Hampshire and help us because there's a lot of work. There's still obviously a lot of work to be done. I mean, the drug war is still going on. We still have all the bad things that government's doing, and it's still here with us. And, you know, there's a lot of work, and the more the better. So.
And it's not a free state yet. There
it's not
is
a free
lot.
State yet. There's still a lot of work, yeah.
And so, with great activists like you and the other folks here, and I think that all of the activism is necessary. I think it's all useful, whether it's the people that are doing the political thing, because there are going to be at least a couple of medical marijuana / marijuana decrim pieces of legislation coming up. So maybe your protest today will help spur a little bit of activism in that direction.
I hope so. Yeah.
Who knows what the results of this will be? But as you said earlier, you felt satisfied with what happened today, right? I mean, would you do anything differently? I mean, looking back on your experience today?
Me personally, I would have acted the same way. The cops, obviously, I would have preferred if there wasn't a law in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But given that there is a law, I would prefer the cops didn't show up, or I would prefer the cops to show up and chosen not to arrest me. And obviously, that's asking a lot because you're putting your job on the line. And that's honestly not something that an adult like a cop can afford to do. They've got a family to feed and they've got careers. But I think we're going to get to the point one day if we get enough cops like I met today who were two nice cops who I honestly believe both of them did not want to arrest me. I honestly believe that they personally did not want, even though one of the cops wouldn't admit it. He said he didn't have an opinion on it. He said it was just his job. But I think deep down inside he didn't want to arrest me. He thought it was wrong. He felt that it wasn't the right thing to do, but they're just doing their job.
They got into the business to go after real criminals.
They did. I believe it's
absolutely true. And, you know, the not doing, I'm just doing my job thing is the same excuse they used at Nuremberg.
Yeah.
The same thing that the guys that were throwing people in ovens and in the gas chambers said. Now, it's obviously a different level of, infringing on people's rights, but it's still an infringement.
Mm-hmm.
However, a lot of them would prefer not to do it, and you know it's the public that has elected these representatives, and then ignored them, then let them run rampant, and create a police state and this huge tax burden that we have. And it's so what we need to do is we need to get active and make it so the cops don't have to enforce these silly, silly laws.
Let me go across the pond here, and we'll go to the UK and talk to Ben. Ben, you're on with Andrew Carroll.
Ben. Hi.
You're on the air, sir.
Thank you, sir. Hello.
You are on the air. Go ahead.
First, I'd like to say I'm 17 myself, and what Andrew's done is rather inspiring because it's kind of hard to imagine yourself going against someone like the police and putting yourself out there. But I think what Andrew's doing is really great, and hopefully I'll get there to New Hampshire someday. About the civil disobedience as a whole, personally, I don't think going within the system is particularly effective. And the thing is, the ultimate thing to do with civil disobedience is just, the ultimate aim is to live free and then defend yourself when someone like the police infringes on that. And I think, personally, those people that are trying to stop people like Andrew, the political liberty activists, are doing the wrong thing. They should be supporting them, supporting him, because the more people you can get behind someone like that, the better. And about the whole stopping the car thing, that would be, from our point of view, an entirely justified thing to do. The thing is, you need a much larger support network to carry it out. Because if you went and did that, and everyone there got arrested, you then need people, other similar activists to go and...
That's for sure. The support network, I'm sure, was a critical factor here. I thank you, Ben, for the call. Andrew Carroll, would you say that you would have ever done something like this back in California?
No, definitely not. It wouldn't have been pragmatic at all.
Let's come back to more of this discussion. Take your calls as well. If you got a question for Andrew, comment 800-259-9231. Final segment coming up with him in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared.
These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, Free Talk Live. .com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. You can do so over at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, around the world, bringing new internet listeners on board and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom and liberty, and in this case tonight, civil disobedience. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there, and you can use any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. That again, amp.freetalklive.com. We are going to wrap up our interview here with Andrew Carroll, heroic young man, all of, what, 18 years old, Andrew?
Yeah, 18.
18 years old, moved out of California for the Free State Project here to New Hampshire, and the first, I would say, most notable thing that you've done is today, you went out and got arrested possessing cannabis without any intent to actually use it, because you don't use cannabis, you don't smoke marijuana.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, they arrested you because the law is about possessing it. And they charged you with a Class B misdemeanor. Then they released you to a a cheering throng of about 40 of your supporters.
Yeah.
We all had some pizza in the lobby of the police department. And then
offered the cops some, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You did actually take over a pie box and offered it to Lieutenant Maxfield.
Yeah.
And he turned it down. But
actually, they originally charged me with a Class A misdemeanor.
There's issues of protocol there as far as taking the pizza.
Well, yeah, apparently, yeah. He might have been worried about the brownies because there were brownies.
I told him there was
brownies
pie.
Brownies. Idea. Yeah. So, okay, Andrew, so I think this was, I think it's a good form of civil disobedience, and I'm kind of, I'm wondering what, like, who inspired you historically or maybe today? Like, who are the figures that you look to that you find most inspiring?
All right, well, this will be really abstract, unfortunately, but this is least honest, the most important influence in my life by far has been Friedrich Nietzsche, even in something like Civil Disobedience, which probably came out of left field. But
I don't even know
exactly.
Nietzsche has a quote regarding civil disobedience.
Nietzsche has a quote regarding, many quotes regarding the state, at least. Not all that I could read off the top of my head, obviously, but it just so happened that when I woke up this morning and I was preparing to do this protest.
Psyching yourself up.
Yeah. Nietzsche is very good for inspiration, and he gets a lot of bad rep for people who misinterpret him in certain ways. But nonetheless, I opened my portable Nietzsche books, translated by Walter Kaufman, and I turned it to Thus Spoke Zarathustra, Part 1, a section called...
Who the hell is Zarathustra?
it's a prophetic character in one of Nietzsche's books. Just go with me here.
I'm with you.
Part 1 is called On the New Idol. And basically, the new idol is the state. What Nietzsche talks about is that...
People do worship governments. They absolutely do.
Yeah.
I mean,
not only that, but what we have today is where you get to the point where people begin to think, and this is what I talked about, and I gave a little diatribe before, a little speech, I guess, before the protest. You have a point today where people actually think that their rights and their powers and yada, 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 and their value comes from the government.
Sure, they'll say the right to free speech as given to us by the U.S. Constitution.
Mm, yeah.
No, the Constitution didn't give you the right
exactly,
to free speech.
Exactly, exactly.
Reference the Declaration of Independence. It was your creator, if you believe in such a thing, or the fact that we are human.
Yeah.
That, you know, we from whence we get these rights.
Mm-hmm. And all Nietzsche's entire philosophy, I mean, it's very misinterpreted, but all Nietzsche's really getting at is that as you slowly learn to deny that idol and deny this idol, you know, you deny, for instance, I happen to not believe in God, so you deny the idol of God. That's not necessary, but then when we get to the state, which is more relevant to what we're talking about, you deny the idol of the state. You deny that the state is what gives you your value. You deny that the state is what gives you your meaning as a human being. And what Nietzsche is all about is taking a look inside yourself and saying, I am valuable for this, 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 and this reason. Or I am meaningful for this, 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 and reason because my life has meaning. And
so, do you think that Nietzsche, a great philosopher, is mm-hmm. one of your inspirations? You don't find too many people. I you know, mostly talk to Americans, so I could say most Americans, and I would think worldwide.
Yeah,
reference philosophers as a person who inspires them and.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
Michael Jordan inspires me.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I mean, it's like...
You jump really high.
But that's what a lot of people look up to. They look up to sports heroes and Hollywood celebrities.
Well, that's very concrete, I guess, concrete accomplishments. Nietzsche's accomplishments maybe weren't so concrete, but they are in his writing, because that was even very abstract. But I just, when I read him, I become inspired. I read what he says, and I am... You know, and it's almost I'm not afraid to be spiritual, even though I don't believe in God. I do almost have a spiritual sort of like connection to Nietzsche, which will sound weird to people.
It does sound weird to me.
But people who are spiritual will understand what I mean. Like when they read certain passages of the Bible, and the Bible inspires people to do great things, it also inspires people to do very bad things. But same thing with Friedrich Nietzsche. Friedrich Nietzsche inspired some people to do some very, very bad things throughout history. But he's also inspired people to do very great things. And that's the power that Nietzsche has.
Oh, yeah. Isn't Nietzsche somehow wrapped up in the whole Nazi thing?
No, well, that's...
I mean, people say, well, you just said it, so
yeah.
Brought it out.
Well,
now I remember.
I didn't say that. Well, I didn't say that. I said he was misinterpreted. His sister distorted his writings. And if you read Nietzsche, he is very clear that he hates anti-Semitism. And Nietzsche hated German nationalism. Nietzsche hated the state. I mean, German nationalism is all about... denying yourself as an individual and putting yourself into this collective, that's nationalism, that's German. And Nietzsche was all not against, he was totally against the collective. He was all about the individual. And that's why Nietzsche, more than anything to me, is so much a very anarchist libertarian philosopher. Even though if you talk to a lot of libertarians, they won't mention him first. To me, he's the primary one.
Hmm. Okay.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to John, listening to Radio Free Austin. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening, guys.
You're on with Andrew Carroll.
Yeah, Andrew, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can I give you a little piece of advice?
Sure thing.
All right. I was in law enforcement for 14 years.
All right.
All right. I'm out of it now, thankfully.
Mm. Yeah.
And applaud what you're doing, though I would have given you a little boff on the head for doing it.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm an old guy, and getting yourself arrested and getting, hopefully you won't get a criminal record out of this, but for what I would do, what I would think about, have you ever thought about, like, moving forward with this and running for political office, like city council
that? Yeah,
Thank you, John, for the question. Appreciate the question.
No, I'll comment on that. Yes, I have. I am for both sides of this political activism, both the civil dis and the political side. I have started, or I'm in the process of starting a political action committee, which will be dedicated to stopping Barack Obama and Rahm Emanuel's plan to initiate mandatory civilian service for 18 to 25 year olds in this state. That is something I'm starting. And I also plan to run for office in 2 years.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that this civil disobedience that you did here was regarding marijuana. We just talked this week about how Barack Obama on his change.org website.
Yeah, the number one question
to the new president who got voted for by all these young people and all these progressives was, what about marijuana decriminalization?
Because he's so compassionate.
Guy. He said, wants nothing to do with that. He doesn't want to stick his nose in that.
It was a one-sentence answer. President-elect Barack Obama does not support marijuana legalization.
throwing 170,000 Americans in prison every year for drug possession.
Oh, no. Wait, what did you say?
170,000?
No, try 1.5 million, 800,000 for marijuana.
Oh, God, I don't know where I got my numbers from. So 1.5 million Americans go to prison every year for...
Yeah, one is too many, so yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, and that's real compassion.
Yeah.
Andrew, you are, I think, a heroic guy. You're one of the few civilly disobedient people so far here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I hope that what you did today results in you hopefully not going to a jail cell. I mean,
I don't even want that. Yeah.
But because it's not over yet, the trial is going to be March 3rd. We're going to continue to follow this story here on Free Talk Live. Obviously, also over at freekeen.com, we'll continue to follow it there. As far as the blog is concerned, we'll keep you up to date. If those of you are interested in continuing to follow this on what happens with Andrew, but I'm hoping that this encourages other people to come here to New Hampshire and get active. Because as you said earlier, you never would have done something like this back in California. Didn't have the support network. There wouldn't have been anybody who showed up to support you at an event like that where you come from. But here there were 40 people in the middle of, 15 degrees out today?
Yeah, it was cold.
40
it was
people
very cold, yeah.
Standing around watching this happen. And I must add to this whole conversation that there have only been a few hundred movers for the Free State Project at this point. The goal is to have 20,000 movers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is the very beginning, the very cusp, the very genesis of this movement. And I'm proud to have you
here.
Thanks
for having me on. It's great to be on.
And I hope to see new things coming out of you in the future.
Yep, can't wait.
Good luck with your political plans and everything. And thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. Hour 2 is coming up. If you've been waiting patiently on the lines, we will get to you. This is the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can bring up anything. That is the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live Hour 2 coming up.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.